What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Bugsy Laveau.
It's the young skinny man, Pizzo Bam Wham.
Thank you, Four Minds, for tuning in. We are the City Boys, unfiltered voice of the youth of Four Minds. We are here with a very, very, very special guest.
Yes, sir.
Pulled up in a red Rari.
Yes, sir.
Cameras out.
Yes, sir.
Reality TV show star.
All that. Nah. We had to sign a release paper before we did this interview, man.
Nah, I'm playing. We got a what do you call yourself, like a YouTuber?
Kenny,
like
Five.
Just Kenny Five. If you don't know, now you know. Young is doing it. What's going on, brother?
What's good, man? How y'all doing?
Yeah, man. We happy to have you here, man.
Thank
you, man.
Happy to have you here, dog. Happy to be here. Thank you. Let's get into it, bro. Before we get into it, let's run down your accolades, bro. What's like your most viewed YouTube video?
My most viewed, I think I checked this morning. It was like 366,000, I think.
Half you rappers' music videos don't get 366,000.
They don't get 366 views, bitch.
366 views. How many subscribers you got?
Right now, I think I'm at 46,000, 47,000.
Hey, you got a plaque from you? Did you
or no? No, they give you a plaque when you reach 100,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Shit, you don't wait.
How many Instagram followers you got? Real ones, though. Don't give us the fake shit.
No, I didn't buy none of them.
They all like, real.
They all real.
How many you got?
Well, actually, I got the Instagram account when I... One of my friends gave it to me when it was like a 10,000, 13,000.
The finesse.
Then I lost like 4.
Now that's hard. Like, so you buy an account that's like already popping, yeah, type of shit. Yeah, yeah, that's way better than like buying fake views. You know what, mm-hmm, I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just take over a page.
How many followers you got right now?
23,000, 23.2 around there.
God damn.
Yeah.
Crazy. So let's get into it, bro. Like, so how long have you been doing the YouTube stuff?
I've been doing YouTube summer for almost a year now, 7 months around there.
And what were you doing before that?
Before I was just,
you just chilling,
playing baseball.
What made you want to be like, hey, let's get the camera and get on YouTube?
Yeah,
most niggas would be like, hey, I just want to be a rapper, let's get the camera, yeah, and rap.
I can't rap.
Yeah.
I can't.
Did
rap.
You try it? You tried it? You didn't want to be a rapper? No, that's real.
So what made you want to get into this?
I always like had a thing for YouTube. When I was younger, I have a YouTube channel, like, mm-hmm, when I was younger, but yeah, it was like cringy stuff.
Yeah,
it was just me like just
cringy stuff, like,
yeah, recording off a computer, but it was like lame stuff.
But
I always had a passion for doing YouTube. Mm-hmm. So like, I just picked one of my, when I was staying up in Georgia, one of my homeboys had a camera. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I might as well just try it. So I set the camera up and I just started doing YouTube.
Yeah, I seen your first video and you kind of break it down, but you saying that you wasn't doing it for the money.
No, I'm not doing it for the money, actually.
So why are you doing it? Just,
I just,
to entertain?
Yeah, I love being like the main man.
How do you even start seeing money off of YouTube anyway? Because most people, they don't see anything.
You got to set up like an AdSense.
Yeah.
You work with Google.
Mm-hmm.
So YouTube really doesn't pay you. What you get paid off of is Google.
So you get paid off of the ads that's in, mm-hmm, your videos.
Yeah.
So how did you find out about that? Because most people just get on YouTube, post, and be like, share, yeah, my junk. They ain't think about the business aspect.
Because like, I wanted to do YouTube as like my career.
As a career?
Yeah. So I started looking more into that.
Mm-hmm. You figured that out in high school? That's what you wanted to do?
No, actually, I graduated.
And yeah,
I was just doing baseball. I went up to Georgia to do travel baseball.
Oh, okay.
And while I was over there, I was like, I want to do something else. I want to do YouTube.
Yeah, my dog play baseball.
How much, like, roughly, like, how many, like, views is it for, like, to make a dollar?
That's why I don't know. Damn. I can't tell you that. I don't know.
Because I heard, like, the payout isn't that much, bro. It's like,
it's not that much.
I think I checked one time, and it was like a lot, bro. You had to get like a lot of views to make like a dollar or something like that. Like,
it's not that much, but I mean, you get good money off it if you stay consistent. Yeah. You get a lot of views and stuff. It's the views, not the subscribers.
What does it do? Like a monthly check or like a weekly check?
Yeah, every 21st of the month they send you.
What's like
money?
Your biggest check been like? Actually, we don't got to get into that, bro. Yeah. I don't put you on the spot, bro. My bad.
So what gives you the confidence to stay consistent? Cause most people they would post a video, and if they don't get the views that they like, they'd be like, oh, I don't want to do this no more.
Like I talk,
keep you going.
I talked to like different YouTubers that like made it, like are big.
Oh, so you ain't got advice?
Yeah. So
what was like the best advice you heard?
Just really just stay consistent. Like even if you like feel like you falling off, you gotta have that video that's gonna take off. So like just stay consistent, really.
And how long does it take for like videos to take off for you?
For me, the video that I posted, it took a month to reach like more than 100,000.
Yeah.
And that was the Truth or Dare video I did with one of my close friends.
So, okay. All right. So people know, like, what kind of videos do you make on YouTube? Like,
I do, like, pranks and challenges, pranks, public and interviews. Shit. Yeah.
Speaking of prank, bro, I seen you share this shit on your Instagram. You was at Blue Shop. Shout out to Blue.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot what you was doing. You was at by yourself.
Oh, I know you saw that.
Somebody ran in with a mask.
And I was so
told you lay it down.
Yeah, told you lay it down. And Bro, that shit was funny. Yeah,
I was getting my tattoo, and then he got a call.
Yeah.
And it was like, he just sounded weird, so I was like, eh, it's whatever. So he just kept doing my tattoo. And all you hear is the door open, and Blue, like, at the shop, he got, like, little things that, like, ring.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called, but, like, when he opened the door, the dude was just standing there, so Blue saw him from the reflection, and he was like, who is that? So he just walked to the front. He was like, hey, can I help you?
Yeah.
And the dude just pulled out with the gun.
No.
And the dude ran into the other door. He locked himself in the door.
No.
He left me by myself. I was like, what the heck?
Damn.
Yo, man. I saw that shit. And then I was thinking, I was like, damn, like, I don't even know what I do. And that's just like, I'll probably give it up, bro. I
gave my chain. Like, I gave my wallet, everything. Close, I don't know what else to give him.
Yeah, like close range like that, bro, I probably would just buy
it. So how did you feel afterward when you found out
I was pissed off. On
you? All right, so if you got pissed off on that, why do you do pranks on your mama? Like, mom, I just got pranked, and I just got shot.
Be crazy.
You do crazy pranks than that. So how you got pissed off from that?
It's my job. I
gotta, it's different.
I don't like being pranked.
Yeah.
I don't. But if I do get pranked, I'm going to be mad about it, but I'm going to laugh about it. Like, because, you know, that's what it's all about.
What are, like, some of the pranks that have gone wrong?
I did the prank that I did on my family for Thanksgiving, where I got shot.
Yeah, that was crazy. That ain't look too planned or nothing. Tell them about it. Tell them about it.
Break down the video.
So, but it was Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then I had this idea that I had planned for Thanksgiving, which was I got shot,
bro.
So I had went to Walmart to go buy like paint, like red paint, and I put it on one of my tank tops, and I left the house with my cousin. So then while they were eating or whatever, they were in the living room, I think, like talking. So then my cousin calls them, like, yelling. I told him, like, fake it. So he was yelling, saying, Kenny just got shot. Kenny just got shot. And we pulled up, and then I guess they were already freaking out. So when we pulled out, like, when we pulled up to the front, they all started running out to the car.
Yeah.
And I, like, when I saw them, I was like, oh, shit. So I just acted like I was dead. I didn't know what to do because I was looking at the door, and I saw all of them running out. I was like, damn, my heart was beating fast. So I was like, oh, shit. So I just acted like I was dead.
Damn.
And they pulled me in, and then everybody was yelling.
Did they beat your ass after they found the prank?
No, they started arguing with each other.
So how did
they didn't even get mad at me. They started arguing with each other. I see that
too. Everybody started arguing. Like,
they argue with each other. They even argue with
why?
Me.
Why?
I grabbed the camera and I was like, it's a prank, it's a prank.
I guess they do love me.
And when I turned the camera off, I went to go take a shower and then they were just outside arguing. I was like.
So how did they know to take you serious when you're so goofy?
I mean, that prank, like, I mean.
I know that's a serious moment, but if you do a lot of pranks, though, what made it like so believable? Did you sell it?
I did sell it.
Yeah. You did sell it a little piece with the blood. I was like, oh, that is
be on
a
TV show, bro.
Yeah,
bro. Hey, another one I want to talk about is the I Want Head.
I Want Head prank.
Dog.
That was the favorite.
Crazy, bro. Like, yeah. I thought she was going to throw the phone at you or something.
I was hoping she wasn't.
Bro, I was dying when he was like, so why are you here?
Yeah. That was the first time we hung out, me and her.
Yeah.
Yo, and my mom was in the like, on the other side, like, she was in the house.
Yeah.
But, like, she was in her room working.
Yeah.
So, it was, like, kind of weird doing a prank. And every time she got loud, I was like,
chill.
Like, no, like, lower your voice. You talking too loud.
He said, why are you? Yo, low-key, why are you here? Like, as, like, when you younger, I feel like, you know, like, you know, we respect women, you know what I'm saying? No misogynist or whatever.
Of course.
We've all thought that shit. We was like, yo, why are you here then? Like, yeah, what's like, up with the
you wasting my time.
But, like, all right, so how after, like, the camera cut off, like, how did, like, you calm things down or, like?
I mean, like, I told her, like, when I picked the camera up, I was like, oh, it's just a prank. She wasn't that mad after.
Yeah.
She really wasn't that
mad. Yeah, she
really
seemed that mad. She seemed more like annoyed.
Yeah, she was just annoyed, like, damn, you really like that.
Yo, shout out to her for taking the joke, bro, because
she's a real one.
What about the I just want to fuck prank?
Who was that on? Oh, that was on Ayana. That's the one I did the Truth or Dare video on.
Yep.
On that one. She had a better reaction than the guy.
Yeah, she actually did. Like, she was like, she was actually cool as fuck. Like, the way she was playing it, she was like, you can touch that. That don't matter. But you can't hit.
But you can't hit.
How you feeling that with a bitch telling you, like, yeah, no, you honestly, can touch me, but you can't hit. Like, what do that mean?
Honestly, I wasn't even trying.
Yeah. I mean, obviously.
I feel like if I would have tried.
Obviously.
I could have. I'm not going to put it on spot like that. But yeah. I feel like for another girl, if I would have tried for real, I was just doing it for the video.
So what gave you, like, the confidence to do things like this, just to talk to random people?
You are crazy, bro.
I mean, it's easy to talk to people now.
Okay.
Like, just breaking through, like, that shyness that I had.
But what started that? What made you, like, I ain't got to be shy. I can just be myself. Did it happen when you got to school? Like,
no, I didn't when I started doing YouTube. Views, like once I passed like a certain amount of views and subscribers and all that, I was like, I feel like I could talk to anybody now.
Yeah. Did you like start getting noticed in your real life? Like, hey, that's Kenny Fire.
Yeah. Are you like low key? Like, I don't want to use the word famous.
No,
bro, he got 40,000.
I don't want to say that either. I want to remain humble.
Yeah.
But there's like people that I see humble. That they see me and be like, oh. Like, they take pictures with me and stuff. But it's not like crazy. Like a whole bunch of people just running down. I wish I was on that level.
Yo, so about these kiss or twerk videos.
Oh, that was lit. That was a lit video. That was lit, yeah.
Bruh, I got two questions, right?
What you got, bud?
Did you get anybody, like any of the girls had like their boyfriend or like they, you know what I'm saying, like lurking around trying to, and then that be like, yo.
I was with my team anyways, and they all tall, so yeah. I was with my team, but, you know, okay, they so not even gonna try.
That was the first question. Yeah. Second question is, how much pussy you got off that video?
I ain't get none. That's the crazy thing.
Bruh, listen.
The video is lit.
You don't gotta lie. Nobody watched this, bro. Nobody
gonna watch this. Nobody gonna watch it. But nah, like, I didn't get nothing, really. And when I was in Miami, I didn't get nothing.
Damn, bro. How did you come up with that concept, bro? Like, how would you
that, like idea?
Yeah.
Because it was spring break, and I was like, look, if all these girls twerk for cameras, right? They city girls, all that, you know. Yeah. They want to go on stage, twerk. What makes you think they're not going to twerk for, like, a camera for YouTube? Like, come on now. You in South Beach. Everybody trying to get lit.
That's logic.
You got to shot all that in one day?
Yeah. It only took, like, an hour or 2 hours.
And that was all on South Beach, right?
Yeah.
You ever thought about doing it right here on 4 Mars?
Hell no. 4 Mars lame. Right.
I mean, you did something similar to that when you did, like, the pickup lines at FSW.
Yeah, FSW.
That was pretty similar. How did you feel, like, getting shot down? Because at the end of your video, you was like, man, I got shot down too many times, I gotta put it down.
They were ugly anyways, so I don't really care.
He can't be fire, bro. He don't care, bro.
The girls were ugly.
I was just like, damn, bro, where you get all this? Because, like, I feel like, all right, I'm confident when I got, like, my best gear on, whatever, mm-hmm, blah, blah. Yeah. But he, like, confident on the regular, like, I bet if bro go outside right now, he can just go talk to a random person. And so I'm wondering, like, what makes you just, like, yeah, there's just come with time type of thing. Because mm-hmm. I'm still like, I'm not an introvert, but I get weird around people that I don't know.
You got that light skin privilege. That's what it is.
Maybe it's because you light skin, bro.
Hey, like, another thing I was going to ask too is about the subscriber count, bro. Like, you like at what, 47? You like 50, almost 50, right?
Almost 50. I'm almost there.
How'd you feel when you got like your first, I don't know, like, what was like your first like milestone when you was like, damn, bro? Like,
My milestone was to hit I think it was 1K before 2018.
Damn, bro.
No, I really wanted to hit 1,000 just before 2018 ended, and then
you was happy when you hit that first K?
Yeah, I was happy. I thought I was like, I thought I was famous. I was like, damn, I just hit 1,000K. Nobody tell me nothing.
Smash your pass subscriber edition.
Oh, that's when I did with No, that was by myself.
Nah, I was by yourself. Yeah. Bro, like,
I talked to a couple of the YouTubers that were on there. I'm not even gonna lie.
How many did you smash though? Keep it real. Nobody gonna watch this.
In that video, I haven't smashed none of them in the video.
All right. You kind of dance around the question, but it's all good. We're gonna keep moving. You ever
I'm a virgin, bro. I'm a virgin. You gotta get that.
Stop lying, bro. You ever like meet any of your subscribers like in person? Like they'll see you and be like, "Yo, I follow you on YouTube."
I take pictures. Like when I went to the fair and stuff, they'll see me. Oh, for the other day, I was leaving my grandma's neighborhood and some dude honked at me. I was like, "The hell?"
You thinking that would be a time where you get tired of that?
No, it's weird,
that.
Bro.
I love that center of attention,
bro. I get that with this show. Like people will see me and be like, "Yo, I seen your show. You funny as fuck." I'll be like, "Yo, it's like people I don't know. And it's weird. Like I don't know.
You don't know who they are,
and I don't know how to take it. Like I don't know. Like if I say thank you, if I'm like mm-hmm. too happy, I feel lame. Like you know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
But I don't want to be too cool either and like push them away. So I just kind of like I don't know. I'm still trying to get used to it.
I'd be weird with it because with me it'd be like I mean of course be humble, but I just ain't used to fake love, bro.
Yeah,
I'm just used to my not saying it's fake love because you know if you got fans, you got fans. Mm-hmm. But if you ain't like somebody I communicate with on a daily,
there's a difference between fans and like.
And so when people come up to you like, "Hey, yo, you Pizzo," and I'll be like, "What about it?" Like, not even know what I'm saying. What about I'm just Pizzo. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Nothing special about it. Like, so I don't know. I be getting weirded out sometimes about it.
One thing I really wonder with YouTubers is like, what's the next step, right? Like, what? I mean, or have you not even thought that far yet? Like, you kind of got an idea of where you want to be, like, or how far you want to take this?
When I hit a million. Nah.
Bro, I think you should look into like I don't know. I don't know what you're trying to do, but I feel like TV shows. You know what I'm saying? Like modeling, comedy, like some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Or like start selling merch at least.
Yeah, I'm gonna start doing that soon. Probably not this year, but
yeah,
year,
I seen like Jake Paul or what's his name?
Jake and Logan.
One of them, yeah. They sell merch, bro, and they make like millions of dollars off their merch, bro.
It's yeah,
like,
that's
I seen a show like
that's marketing right there. That's
I gotta
good
get into that. So now. Like, you know, we was watching some of your videos. They're pretty dope. So we came up with some of the games. I mean, some pranks, some questions ourselves. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So we got a game here that's specifically for you.
This game called, bud.
This game's called Smash, Cuff, or Curve.
Ooh, Smash, Cuff, or Curve.
Hypothetically speaking, you know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody to get offended. Whatever. It's just, we just playing. That's right.
That is just a game.
Smash, Cuff, or Curve. Michelle from Fly.
Man, why you playing with me, though? I'm not going to lie, man. Look, I'm going to put this out there. I swiped up on one of the things. I put heart eyes. I'm not going to lie. Look, I put heart eyes on it, and she left me on red. So I was like, damn. So it was like kind of awkward talking to her, but I didn't care. I'll smash.
All right, okay, okay. Next one up, Brittany Gonzalez.
Who's that?
You know, okay, okay. Don't worry, I got photos, bro. Don't,
pull the photos out. Pull out the photos.
From,
who's that? She stay here?
Yeah, bro. She works with a radio personality.
She got an Instagram?
Bro, I'm going to give you an Instagram.
I'll take an Instagram. I'm going to...
Instagram really working for you. I see you asking for Instagram a lot.
I don't really use Facebook. Yeah. I'm a smash. She smash. Can get it. She can get it, yeah.
Coming in hot. Coming in hot.
I can't be doing this on camera. I
got a girl. All right. We're going to keep it light for this one. All right. So now I got another game.
Yeah, too bad.
I got another game out here. It's called This or That. All right. So I'm going to give you two options. You can say this one or that one.
All right.
Lehigh girls or Cape Coral girls?
Cape Coral girls. Come on now, man. Cape Coral.
Quick.
Man.
Why not the Lehigh girls?
Yeah, why not the Lehigh girls?
They all been ran through, man. They all been ran through. I got to keep it a buck, man.
He said that, not me.
Is he lying?
I had to keep
it a buck. He's not lying, bro.
No, but like.
Really wrong with Lehigh girls.
Cape Coral girls, they're all better looking, too.
Okay.
I'm tired of Lehigh girls.
Yeah.
They all the same.
Check me out, though. Fort Myers girls and Naples girls?
Pressure. Think about it.
The pressure.
Fort Myers is not just what that one look. It's Fort Myers. Naples is not just it's Naples.
I know Naples do got a couple baddies. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna say Fort Myers. I love my Fort Myers girls. All right,
I respect.
Why you
respect.
Love Fort Myers girls? I think you said that for the city. Why you love Fort Myers
I
girls?
I love my Fort Myers girls. I can't get over them.
Yeah.
There's a couple. That, there's bro. A couple that
like you play the same.
All right, okay. Next one up. Plies or Frank Lenny?
I'm going to go Plies. I don't even know who the other person
what?
Is.
No.
Damn. He's young, though, bro. He's young.
But that's the first person I ever met that didn't know Frank
Lenny. Bro.
What's his name?
Frank Lenny. We'll put you on, bro.
But Plies a legend, though.
Plies a legend. That's true.
Either way.
You go to clubs?
Yeah, I go to Fly Lounge. That's about it.
That's the only club you've been to?
Damn. Yeah.
I was going to ask. Mirage and Noodles.
Oh no, I've been to Mirage and I've been to Noodles. I'm lying. I've been to all three of them.
Which one? Mirage and Noodles.
Noodles was lame when I went. I'm gonna say Mirage.
Why Noodles lame?
It was just lame when I went. They were playing rave music and they was throwing like balloons in there. I was like, what the hell is this?
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
So you fought with
it
Noodles?
It was two packed too.
Nah. What they got going on in Noodles for
it's
you?
It's like they have like Spanish nights and stuff.
Yeah, they do like Spanish. That's when I went.
Yeah,
that's when I went. I don't like
it. It wasn't lit.
Damn.
I gotta like see what y'all talking about.
All right, next one up. FSW girls or FGCU girls? Pressure.
I want to answer this too, because I'd be like, damn, when I go on both campuses.
I've seen a FGCU girls.
FGCU
you like them over?
Man, I was quick.
FGCU girls. Because I know this one girl that went there.
FGCU bigger.
She Instagram famous. She Instagram famous.
But FGCU bigger, so I can imagine they got more potential. But every time I step foot on FSW, I gotta see at least 3, 4, 5 baddies. I gotta see at least that. But FGCU, I see way more.
FGCU, and it's like from different people from different towns and stuff.
Yeah, they come from all over the country, really. Mm-hmm. FGCU. All
right, last one up, right? What would you rather be the nickname for Fort Myers? Dunk City or Little Pakistan?
Pakistan, bitch. Pakistan. Little Pakistan. That's what we rep.
Fa.
All right, man. As y'all may know, wrapping up, I like to do the segment where I do poems and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Light Skin Tendencies.
You saw that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, point. Stop playing.
I got a new one, right? This one is called... I'm trying to think what to call this shit.
What you calling it, dog? I'm
trying to think... nah, I got to come over on spot, man. Like, this one is called...
Nameless Bit?
Lee County 2019.
You better
stop. It goes a little something like this. If y'all agree, y'all can snap. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can snap y'all fingers. You know, it's poetry and shit. Anyways.
All right.
Goes like this. There's time for a beginning, and there's time for an end, I suppose. life without reason changes seasons like it changes clothes. Forbidden lust, oh forbidden lust, what a dangerous game we play, and it gives me a rush. But our chapter is closing, cause your baby daddy is crazy, and he wants smoke, I suppose. But be careful, tell him it's no beef. No he beef. Can have you, cause I already hit, and we don't love these hoes.
One time for not loving these hoes, man. This is the hardest poem I've ever heard.
Hoes ain't loyal. I feel that.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. This is your boy Bugs Laveau.
Peace out, Ben Wim.
We got Kenny Fine in the building. 949 the city. Thank y'all for tuning in. We out.
Yes, sir.